What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can this offense continue to sustain what we saw last night? I don't know. Let's hope so. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking about the Braves, and we're going to dive deeper into this situation with the idea that the Braves would even entertain trading Ronald Acuna. Now, if you are like, what are you guys talking about? It's not Mike and I, okay? It's foolish. We think it's dumb. But when you have a guy like Carlos Pena say it on MLB Network, Mike, and people are like, oh, well, the Braves are kind of out of it. This might be a good idea. It got us discussing it. We will get into that as well. And then, you know, our pitching situation, which is why people are saying this, by the way. Schwellenbach now, you guys know this. No sale, no Schwellenbach. Mike, that's the problem. And it seems like every guy, it's funny because guys earlier in the show were saying, hey, Dukes and Bill, what about this guy? Mike's like, he's gone. What about this guy? He's no longer around.
We looked it up. Oscar Chinoa is pitching in the Yucatan. You can look it up. He's playing for a team in the Mexican League. I found it. He busted his hand. And then he had a Tommy John. It was actually more than just a hand. He had a Tommy John. He got a cup of coffee with the Twins, was in their system, and they let him go. And now he's playing like literally in Mexico. Ian Anderson, is he on the roster in Gwinnett? We claimed him off waivers. He was 1-3 with an ERA over 6 because the guys were asking us about, you know, what about Mr. Anderson bringing him back? Because remember, we traded him to the Angels and then they dropped him. And we got him off waivers.
Yeah, and these are just names that you're going, wait a minute, didn't we have this guy? Because that's where we are right now. Didn't we have that guy?
Right, because Didier Fuentes, they weren't prepared. Snicker, I don't blame him. Snicker was not prepared to let him see that lineup or the Angels to see him 3 times. So they pulled him last night. The bullpen responded. Of course, we've got the big inning, which we've been waiting for all season.
We have, man. And Profar, big shout out to Profar, man.
Yeah, I like it. Like, it happened. You're not the first guy to get nailed by drugs. I mean, yes, he said it 3 times. I'm responsible for what I put in my body. But, you know, it's just, then whoever your doctor is, he did you a disservice because, you know, they got it and it's on the list and other guys have tried it because everyone's trying to get more juice, literally, pardon the pun.
But he went 2-for-4 last night, a home run, a couple of runs scored. So let's hope that he gets going. But this lineup looked good, and the thing is sustaining it. All right, we'll dive into that. Also, Guy Talks on the way a little bit later on this hour. You guys can always hit us up, man, and let us know what you're thinking. 404-726-0929. We talked about the importance of him apologizing, and I do think that was important. Now it's behind him.
Right.
Let's go to work. And he did. He apologized, and last night he went to work. And now, Mike, he is out there every day in left field for the rest of the season until he can't be out there.
It's no longer a black hole, and it really was. It was the worst, was the least production in left field than any other club in the big leagues. And this guy, again, he showed you last night what he's capable of. So I think fans, as you said to me earlier, are they mad at him? I don't know. Some fans, yeah, they're irked because he's part of what's been just a miserable start to a season. But no one knows him yet, and I think he'll win the fan. He keeps doing that. Don't forget about the drug suspension. It's his problem, though, because if he rakes, then we don't get him for October if we're lucky enough to make the wild card.
Yeah, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? All right, man, we'll get back into the Braves, and we'd love to hear from you guys. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs. So this big settlement came down. We had all been waiting for it, which is allowing schools now to pay players. But in this settlement, it's like with any settlement, there's a bunch of other things that are included. One of the things that is included in this settlement is the NCAA is approving a one-time transfer portal. This is in addition to what they already have. Now, the reason why this is important is because certain players are going to be allowed to enter the portal between July 7th and August 5th.
Who's those certain players, though?
The guys that are not going to be on your team. And now that we have a roster limit of 105 guys, Georgia, they're going to go to their workouts. They'll be getting ready for the upcoming season. And Kirby's like, I like him, and him. But you know what? You are going to get another chance to go somewhere else and maybe play because you're not going to be on the roster. And therefore, Mike, they approved this one-time transfer portal right before the start of the season. You're talking about August 5th. Guys, we got games like August 20th. So this is a weird portal, but understand why they did this because, again, part of this settlement was that teams had to keep a certain amount of players on the roster. Some of this stuff was grandfathered in. But when you hear this, you're going to be like, wait a minute, the portal, isn't that closed? Not this one.
Okay, so basically this is for guys that are just basically people without a country, basically guys without a team. Okay, you're through no fault of your own, the coach came in, much like Dion, he brought luggage, and it was Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
And so now you're out the door. Okay.
And now you get a chance to go potentially play somewhere else or be somewhere. But the good news is you just have to get thrown to the curb, right? You're not just being thrown out of college football because a coach, for whatever reason, decided you weren't one of his guys or you weren't going to be on the squad. So that is something that is just interesting, and it's the first time we're going to see it this year, starting July 7th through, again, August 5th. And the reason why it's open is because some of this stuff may happen before camp, right? Some of this stuff may happen before they actually start practicing. Meanwhile, Mike, what do you think of the tight end position? When you talk about Georgia, Lucky Lawson, Oscar Delp, do we have the best tight end situation maybe in the SEC?
Well, Brock Bowers, Darnell Washington were specimens, special types of guys. But I think Oscar Delp, what kind of chemistry are you going to see with Lawson and Delp with Gunnar Stockton? And now, you know, we thought last year you'd maybe have to lean into the tight ends because the wide receivers couldn't catch the ball.
That's right.
So, but this year with the transfers, knock wood, and the guys that have stuck around, you should have a much better wide receiver course. So, how important will the tight ends be?
Look, I think they're going to be a safety blanket for a guy who, again, Connor Riley has said this to us and other dog analysts, that he can push the ball down the field. I just don't know if we've seen it. We haven't seen it. So I think once we get into these games, you gotta move the chains, man. And Lucky Lawson and Oscar are going to help with that at the tight end spot. But I do think that you're going to get a lot of production or more production from that position than you've gotten over the last couple of years, going back to Brock Bowers. Obviously, Bowers is on another level, and then he gets in the NFL and is crazy. Meanwhile, while we're talking about the tight ends, the explosive plays is something else Kirby has talked about that the Dogs have to do a better job of. And look, think about all the explosive plays in those back-to-back years when they won the Natty, right? Those big plays down the field, Mike, whether it was Pickens or somebody else, making plays down the field, and you got big chunks. They didn't do enough of that last year. And Kirby's saying, hey, going into this season, that's something else we got to be a lot better at. Right.
Explosive plays.
Yeah, as we get into this year, and it doesn't matter who they're playing. Georgia didn't do enough of that last year, and that's why I think the offense looked anemic at times, right? And also why the quarterback looked that way.
Well, first off, you had Carson Beck thrown to the wrong team too many times, and then he got into a rhythm, obviously. Things were cooking. And then, you know, the one game I keep coming back to, because it's the last time we saw Georgia on the field, was the Notre Dame game in the Sugar Bowl in the quarterfinal of the playoffs. And they just couldn't really establish the run. And I thought that they were trying to use their trademark physicality, and Notre Dame was actually more physical. That's why I'm like, whoa. And that offensive line, the guys that are coming in now couldn't beat those guys out to start. That's why I always come back to how good is this offensive line going to be and running the football. But you're certainly going to lean into Nate Frazier and you know, Roderick Robb, all the other dudes. You know, you've heard of, Georgia fans have heard about these guys for the last couple of years. I just think that, you know, if you're going to go with – see, that's – you know, now you opened up a can of worms in my brain.
What?
It comes back to Bobo. How's Bobo going to run this thing? You're going to run the football? You're going to establish the run game? And then same thing we talked about with Penix, to establish play action for Gunnar Stockton to use those weapons? Are you going to come in, run the damn ball like we've said about, I don't know, the last 10 years? But, you know, when he was gone, then he came back. So there you go. Yeah, I was in a good mood. You got me thinking about what Bobo hasn't even called to play this year, and upset about it.
No, he hasn't. The good news is this wide receiving room seems like it's more experienced, right?
Right.
The kid, Zachariah Branch, came from USC. He had 500 yards last year, almost 50 balls. So that was like 10 yards, almost 11 yards of reception. We get back to talking about these explosive plays, Mike. All those big explosive plays opens the run game. I mean, they go hand in hand. Yeah, you got to run the football, but when you're not threatening down the field, well, then I'm not worried about you. So I'm stacking the box, and these guys aren't going anywhere. But I think he could be a guy that has a big year for the Dogs.
We talked about Noah Thomas, the transfer.
Yeah. These transfers, Mike, they've got to show up big.
Dylan Bell is still here, and Dylan Bell was part of those disappointments
drops.
We talked about. So
the drops.
Hopefully they'll turn it around. Speaking of turning it around, you and I were talking about this earlier in the week. Hugh Freeze at Auburn.
Yeah.
And you feel this is hot seat time?
I do.
How hot? Like 5 on a scale of 1 to 10?
No, I don't think it's on fire. I do think it's only hot seat time just because of the perception. Perception is 2026 recruiting class is not doing well.
89th. You know, again, this goes by the 24/7 sports composites. They've only got 6 commitments. We've spent the whole week talking about Georgia racking it up. You know, from IMG Academy to South Georgia, through the biggest recruits in the state, top 10 guys in the country, and Hugh Freeze has got 6 dudes. I guess he was in this is from Saturday Down South, addressing this. He goes, I do think it'll shake out in the long run. This is Hugh Freeze speaking, but it's complicated and hard to sit there and feel great about it. Not exactly lighting a fire under the Auburn Tiger fan base. I feel great about our relationships. I feel great about Auburn. Know the families know that. I do think we'll win games this fall, which I'm confident we will. But, you know, this is not exactly lighting things up. Like, I think fans thought they got a guy after Harsin who didn't know the SEC. Now you got who lives and breathes SEC.
Yeah.
But that ain't happening.
Well, look, I don't want to.
Go ahead. Pile on.
No, look, because I don't know how true it is. But rumor is he's been playing a lot of golf. And I just got to tell you something. Ask Mr. Kirby Smart about this.
Uh-huh.
This recruiting thing doesn't stop. Kirby gets a few tournaments in, and he's done. It's why he doesn't discuss, like, what his handicap is, because he is literally on the job. And I don't know if it's true, so that's why I want to be careful. Like, maybe part of it is, hey, he does get some off time and some downtime. But, Mike, this is big boy football, and you can't be, like, having a 4 handicap, okay, and then you got 6 dudes who have committed, and you're going, well, I don't know, it doesn't look good. I can't feel good about it. Like, they go hand in hand. Don't know the fool on that. I'm just telling you what I've heard as far as, like, oh, what's he been doing? Well, his handicap's down.
Well, in this article from Spencer Davis, not the Spencer Davis group, but this is from Saturday Down South, he points out 89th in recruiting for 26. We just told you what Georgia's doing.
Auburn should never be 80 anything.
And you're also 5-11 in SEC play since you took over. So it's bad. And you're not. Now, again, it's all going to start with this quarterback situation and who's going to be the man winning that job. They start with Baylor, by the way, on August 29th. But, I mean, that's one
that's
where.
An L.
Yeah, that's
no, I'm playing.
No, but that's one where, man, you're Auburn, and the state of Alabama football is not exactly cut and dry as it usually is. Now, Alabama is perceived to be top 10.
Don't you say anything about Kalen DeBoer now. You know how these Alabama fans are.
Hey, I'm just saying.
And you know how they are.
Guy asked me the other day at the gym. Oh, by the way, shout out to Dale, his son. I think his name is Dale. I hope I get it right. Anyway, he's a booster for Sandy Creek High School.
Okay.
State champs. You know, they're always a good program. He's a big Alabama fan, and I always wear Florida State gear at the gym. He's asking me, what do you think about the Noles this year? I have no idea. Now, they got some good recruiting for 26 as well. Norville's getting some 4s, but nothing even remotely close to what Kirby's doing. But the idea that what is Alabama going to look like? What's Florida State going to look like? You got Castellanos transfer. I think I would probably – I'm not sure I got to go look up the number. I would think Alabama be a 14-point favorite.
Alabama's going to be good, yo. I mean, look, they're still going to be good. The problem was last year, and I think, you know, he's going to figure this out, and that is you always expected Saban to win close games. And last year, DeBoer didn't do that, right? Matter of fact, they were in games that the teams were in games that you'd expect them to be in games with Alabama.
Right.
He's going to be fine. I mean, we bust chops, but, Mike, they're still loaded. They're right. still
they low. Are. I just looked it up. They're 12.5-point favorites, according to FanDuel.
Telling you.
So that sounds about right. Because I don't think even a Florida State guy's – the guy's a cover FSU that I talked about. I have no idea.
Yeah.
By the way, Georgia Tech, we were talking earlier about Georgia being 6-1. For what it's worth, if you're looking for some value, if you believe in Haynes King this year in Georgia Tech, they're 160-1 for the national championship. That's worth $50. I mean, that's a nice piece of change, man. If you're a Tech fan, I'm just saying, if you can find it online or when you're out in Vegas, that's a good number for it. I mean, that's a very high number for a team that I think Georgia Tech fans feel has a good chance of winning 9 or 10 games. And if you win 10 games, you've got a good chance of being in the playoff.
Yeah, I like Tech's opportunity this year. I do. Lots of veterans, like guys coming back. Quarterback is shored up. Their run game is solid. They have a coach who believes in running the football. And, Mike, their defense is a lot better. I like right. Tech. I do. Look, how many games they ultimately win? Are they going to win the ACC? I don't know. But I'm with you on that. That's a solid bet.
Right on.
Hey, man, coming up, we get back to the Braves and talk about last night, but also talk about the future of our Braves. The next few weeks are going to be very interesting as to where the direction of this team goes.
Hmm.
It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah. 1-0 pitch. Matt Olson to right field. Back it goes. At the wall. A grand slam. And a reservation for four at the Chap House.
Again for Matt Olson. So locked in. 97 with a little bit of cut to it. Up and in. But he is seeing the baseball so well. Gets the barrel to it and gets it out of here.
Explosive. 7-run sixth inning, Mike.
Yeah, man, and we have not had – have we had a 7-run inning this year?
I feel like it.
They always say get the crooked numbers put up on a scoreboard, and that was a revelation. And, you know, it was great to see this team just kind of come alive. And I've been killing Sean Murphy, and he's actually done – he actually does better when there's runners in scoring position or guys on base. You know, when he's up there by himself, nothing seems to happen. But he is certainly gotten a lot hotter than he was about 2 weeks ago. Olsen's doing great. Even Albies, you know, we talked about Money Harris and that big line drive that was misplayed by Soler two nights ago. Maybe is the shape of things to come, because all of a sudden Money Harris, take what they give you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, I thought, you know, this is to have seven runs in the bottom of the sixth when you're in another one of those like listless, lifeless games that was like, it's so painful to watch when it was 2-0 seemingly all night long. And then they load up, you know, and Kikuchi was doing a pretty good job getting him out, knock him out of the box. And then that's Zephyr John was hot garbage. And he took advantage.
He was. And the bottom line is this version, because this is a new lineup with Profar in it, right? So what's this look like? And again, Snit alluded to this, and we played it earlier, where he says, you know, being a switch hitter, you can put him in different spots, and he lengthens the lineup. So this is going to hopefully help us
right.
when you talk about if Murph is coming on and Money Harris is finally coming out of that slump, which he was in, and Ozzy, then things look a lot different. But look, here's my issue, and then we'll get to Profar apologizing to his teammates. Mike, even if we start to hit, which would be great, and it's not too late, you still got to give your team a chance to win, and that is with starting pitching. And so if you're telling me, like tonight, Bryce Elder's running out there, okay, Bryce, I need you to go 5 1/3. Can you hang? Because if not, this is going to become the issue. And then, Mike, it just puts more stress on our offense, and we're already struggling. So even if they start to hit, which we hope that's the case, that is even more concerning now with Schwelly out and certainly Sale out for extended lengths of time.
Right. I mean, it was such a just buzzkill 2 nights ago, and then last night they gave you everything you could want. Didier Fuentes, Snicker, I think, maybe wisely decided to not let the Angels see him 3 times. So he pulled him in the fourth. Bomber comes in and did the job. You know, and then the bullpen was actually pretty stout last night. I always get a little bit nervous with Montero, but he was okay. But, yeah, at the end of the night, this team shows you what they're capable of. But they've been capable of this all friggin' season.
Yeah.
It didn't take the arrival of Jurickson Profar, although maybe Ozzie feels better in the six hole. He goes 2-for-4 last night. We talked about Money Harris. I mean, everybody's under contract is expected to be batting 250. Okay? If they could do that, then you're in the wild card. You're 6.5 now. You got to run. You can make a run. The problem we're going to find, if they can continue to win more series, is how does Alex Anthopoulos get 2 starting pitchers? Knowing we're not going to have Schwellenbach, and let's be honest, Sale till like Labor Day.
It's not happening. I'll tell you what did happen, and that is Profar apologizing. I want you to hear a little bit of this. This is the pregame yesterday. I felt like this was important. He could have just showed up and been like, let's go. But then you might have been like, well, did he do this earlier? Did he do it back when this happened? I felt like he needed to address his team, but also us.
Coaches, staff, and the entire Braves organization, and the fans. You know, thought it wasn't, you know, I didn't take anything on purpose. But again, like I said in my statement, that, you know, I'm responsible for what goes in my body. And you know, I did the 80 games, and you know, it was hard. It was hard, but you know, I did it. And like I said, I'm responsible. There's no excuses. I'm responsible for what goes in my body.
There you go.
Okay, let's hope he keeps hitting. Let's hope that they can find, you know, with this new lineup, again, with Profar being in the middle of it, some way, shape, or form, and to Mike's point about Ozzy, that this thing can get going. But here's the other thing. If it doesn't, what does it mean over the next few weeks for this team? Now, we approach the All-Star game. Mike and I are going to be out a bunch of nights, a bunch of times leading into the All-Star game. The station's going to be very busy, guys. The Saturday, the Sunday leading up to Monday and the Home Run Derby, and then the game is Tuesday. We'll be out at Murph's and the media event, or should I say the fan event that's going on there. It's going to be a lot of fun over at Truist. But if it doesn't, what are they going to do? And I said to Mike earlier, the record's going to depend on a lot of this. But Carlos Pena went on MLB Network and had the audacity, Mike, to say, yeah, the Braves should be entertaining trading Ronald Acuña Jr.
Where are you on this?
Yeah, I would definitely entertain that if I were the Braves. And if I'm another team trying to acquire a player that's going to make a difference immediately, right, granted, if he's healthy, you see what he's capable of doing. Coming in the limelight, coming in the postseason, he would be a difference maker. And that's the carrot that I'm dangling in front of any team to see if I can get back a pretty big haul.
Yeah.
I would certainly entertain that.
And I think the shame for the Braves is Sale got hurt, because I would have done Acuña and Sale.
Okay, you guys are talking crazy. Now, Braves fans, you would say that that's the 30,000-foot view, and they're looking at us and saying, look, 11.5 in the division, or 11 in the division, 6.5 in a wild card, they're done, dead. You just lost two starting pitchers. You already had a problem because you didn't have your starting pitching to begin with injuries before the camp even started. So, I mean, you just look at where you are and you're dead in the water. You're bringing up minor leaguers who aren't ready. You don't have a chance to maybe get those, you know, guys you need to eat innings at the trade deadline because there's a five or six other teams just in the National League alone that are going to be ahead of you looking to improve their squad. So I understand the logic behind it, but Ronald Acuna's contract makes him so attractive right now, and I don't know when and where they're going to redo that deal. You know, Ronald's kind of starting – I think he's starting to slightly make some overtures about how much he loves Atlanta, which is like a code for pay me.
Yes,
but,
yes.
But the contract, Carl, he's making just about $2.5 million more than friggin' Murphy behind the dish. That's a great deal. You're not going to trade that away.
No, you're not trading away your best and most entertaining player either. That's the other part of this. He's not at the tail end of his career. He's not at the beginning. He is right in the smack middle of what could be an incredible next 5 years for Ronald Acuna, who could probably stack another MVP or two. You don't do that. And the other reason is you're not paying him, to Mike's point, $61 million a season like Juan Soto's getting for the Mets. You're not paying him $40 million, which is what Aaron Judge is getting. Like, there is a reason why this is the dumbest thing when you talk about those two elements. Put together, make him, and I'm going to tell you he's untradeable, but it would just be a silly move. Now, the other side of this, though, is, Mike, and this is what other Braves fans are saying. Okay, look, Dukes and Bell, we agree, you're right. But how are we going to get this pitching? Because
right.
The only way is through trades, free agency, and potentially trading a guy of value to go recoup starting pitching.
Right.
So if that's what we need, how are we going to get it?
Well, that's just it. I mean, right now, I mean, you look at the American League. I mean, are we going to go to the well once again and rob the A's? I mean, how many A's can we have on this roster? I don't know if there are any A's pitchers you'd want. White Sox, A's, Royals. I mean, but again, the Royals are 12 games under 5. They're slightly, you know, worse off than we are.
Right.
But there's just – then you get to, like, the Twins still believe they're alive. They made a big run early this year. Then they cooled off. You know, the Guardians are still in the mix in their minds. So there's only, like, five teams viable right now. Look, just going down the math. Colorado, the Nats, Pittsburgh. I mean, we are the fourth worst team in the National League by record. So where are you going to find that stuff other than bums getting released? And we've done that over the years. Chorizo? Odor Eaters, the guy we traded a bag of balls for with the Astros. These are the kind of caliber players you're going to get. I mean, it makes Kevin Gausman look like Tom Seaver a couple years ago when they pulled him at the deadline.
The only other thing you can do, and they might do, and probably will do, is trade nobody and address this in the offseason. Because that way you're not giving any of your core away. And that is if you still believe in it. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. Again, I'm not telling you, like, guys are, all right, well, what if Ozzy stays in this slump? Let's trade him. Guys, it's the value of what you think you're going to get for players. What do you think you're getting for Ozzy if you were to try to make that move? Are you telling me you're getting a number one or number two frontline starter? You're not. I'm telling you right now. So
right.
The deals in baseball, just like with NFL or the NBA, they're skewed. What we believe we should be getting in return and what you actually get is not the same. I mean, guys have been traded for straight cash in Major right. League Baseball. Like, it's just a different animal. And so, Mike, I think that is the other side of the Acuna thing when people go, all right, well, look, if this thing goes in the tank, how are we going to get this starting pitching? You're not trading Acuna.
No. And, guys, the numbers, everything Carl just said, it makes that insane. Now, how many of your rookies would you be willing to trade? Or, as you said, you just take it in the shorts this year, you get some guys off waiver wires, you do some minor moves to try to maybe bolster some inning eaters to help get you through the – because, look, you still need pitching regardless.
Yep.
You cannot keep doing this. And if Elder – let's hope Elder doesn't give up batting practice today against the Angels because that's a home run hitting team. But, you know, and Didier Fuentes, this is – I mean, I'm not sure he can only pitch – it's becoming a glorified bullpen start if he can't get through the lineup three times. So that's the reality. How much are you willing to give up of your farm system? Which, again, we covered this earlier in the week for guys who missed it. They rank really low, the Braves' farm system. They have a couple of guys in this Future Stars game, whether that's just a kudos to the Braves because they're hosting the All-Star game. I said to Carl, I don't know. But how much of that would you be willing? I don't know. This is not the season, I think, to mortgage some of your farm system to try to get some pitching. Now, unless, of course, this Jurickson Profar effect is like the Jock Peterson thing was with Rosario and Soler back in 21, where all of a sudden – you got the spark. Albies does hit. Harris does. See, if Ozzy and Riley gets back to what his baseball card is, you can get on a tear. But you're going to have to score 8 runs because you got no friggin' pitching.
You have to score a bunch of runs. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. And again, that's not us. That's Carlos Pena saying, I would definitely entertain it. Not us. Because right. I think it's silly.
But I mean, but if you look at a team that's the fourth worst team in the National League, you say fire sale it. You know, if you're at MLB Network.
No doubt.
Braves fans don't want to hear that.
All right, guys. Want to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Ghost Skeletor World Tour.
Yeah.
Friday, July 11th at State Farm Arena. Tickets provided by Live Nation. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Hey, we're going to make it easy, man. It's 4th of July weekend, right? Fifth caller is going to win. 404-726-0929. Fifth caller, you want to go check out Ghost Skeletor World Tour Friday, July 11th at State Farm. Your tickets are waiting on you right now. Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Yeah, Squid Billy, by the way, texted. He heard us earlier when he says, I draw the line at Rammstein. I don't go as hard as Ghost, crazy guys from Sweden. But if you are into that kind of hard rock, get on it. Hey, man, another example of Hollywood having no original ideas. You're not going to believe this idea for a relaunch of a franchise. So get ready to get disappointed on that one. They're making robot soccer players in China. Could we have robot football players like the Jetsons? And Hollywood loses a tough guy that apparently was a real sweetheart in his personal life. We'll explain.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, buddy, it is 4th of July weekend, as we said earlier in Yeah Man, No Man. Some of our neighbors' favorite time of the year to blow stuff up. Fireworks, big booms. As Carl said, what's a reasonable time? 10:30? 11? If it goes on past midnight? When do you send a strongly worded letter to the Homeowners Association
neighbor? I just think, you know, we're all having fun, and then you just have to be respectable for your neighbors. I mean, like, if you live on your, you know, 15-acre plot, do whatever you want. But if you got neighbors, I just feel like you got to, you know, at some point shut it down. Because guess what's going to happen the next night, Mike? They'll be back at it.
Yeah, and I've already seen, we heard last night watching the Braves game. We sit outside almost every night watching the TV out there. I heard like, poof, some guys are, they're prepping. They're already doing some targets, some practice.
It's already rolling.
Hey, man, did you watch, now last night after the Braves game wrapped up, I was flipping around, and then I fell onto Channel 2. Did you see this P. Diddy special they ran last night on ABC?
No. What was it?
Now, look, don't get it wrong. That video of him kicking Cassie is indefensible. The stuff you saw in the hotel by the elevator lobby. And there's a million things, which, again, maybe it's not your brand of vodka as far as with sexual proclivities. But you always thought that he beat the rap. He did beat the stronger rap, but he is still now being held without bail until sentencing.
I did see that.
So that has gone down. But if you didn't see it last night, Day-Day? Oh, my God. They actually had a woman. It says below, reenactment. And they reenact like the testimony. They got a woman dressed up as the girlfriend. Oh. And they even give her like a styrofoam belly to look like she's pregnant.
Oh, wow. You were talking about Cassie.
Yes. So it was like, wow. And I'm watching this and I was like, I mean, yes, I know it didn't look good and the testimony was pretty shocking to many people, but I was like, it was rather one-sided by ABC, if I was honest.
I didn't see it.
But anyway, if you didn't see it last night, it was like, damn.
You think, how much time do you think he gets?
I'm going to say 2 years. I'm going to say 2.5 years, 2 to 2.5 years.
Really?
I think that the prosecutors are shooting for 5 to 10.
Yeah,
I don't think that's going to happen. 50 Cent had to sound off on this. Did he beat the RICO charge? That boy a bad man.
50's been killing him.
He's been absolutely going off on him. And some other things he said that I can't talk about on the radio.
Oh,
but,
my goodness.
But anyway, yeah, it was on last night. I was like, wow, this, I mean, I get it. I mean, it wasn't good, but oof, they kind of went there. All right, man.
Reenactment.
I saw this today, and I read Variety, the entertainment magazine, and I saw this, and I was like, come on, you got to be kidding me. They are seriously considering relaunching, they'll have to recast and find directors for it, a new, I guess, start to the Indiana Jones franchise. Exactly. Your silence is exactly what I said. Your silence speaks volumes.
You knew this was coming. I mean, Harrison Ford's in his 80s now, right?
And they milked Harrison for all it was worth.
For everything.
Till the end. I didn't see the last three.
For everything.
Yeah.
And actually, I did. I saw the last one, and it wasn't bad. But with that said, CGI. I don't want to see this. I don't want them to do this.
No.
Give me something new and by the way, fresh and different.
With all due respect to what they've done to Star Wars, I don't want Disney within a mile of this.
Is that who this is?
Disney is planning a reboot of Indiana Jones. Look, you're not going to do it better than Spielberg and Lucas, okay? I'm sorry. You know, and J.J. Abrams, there were things that were okay, but I got to be honest. I know we differ on this. I just did not enjoy those last three Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Rogue One was the best of anything that was not done originally by George Lucas.
Look, Rogue One is unbelievable. As a matter of fact, Andor is unbelievable.
Right.
All right, if you're a Star Wars fan. But with that said, they took the formula. See, this is the thing. They were different, but the formula was the same. That's what bugged you. The formula for the three new movies that came out, you know, between what, 2014 and 2019 or 2020, whatever it was, the formula was the same. And that is what they felt like was going to work, even with new characters. And I think, Mike, that's probably what bugged you. Wanted something different and fresh. Like Rogue One felt different and
fresh. I mean, we knew the story. They had to get the information about the Death Star to the rebellion.
Yep.
And that's how they did it. And it was done so well. And it was shot. I mean, the whole thing was just, I watch Rogue One anytime it's on. Subsequently, I didn't vibe this one. And you and I have always joked around. I go, you know, when you have a universe with science fiction, there are laws and rules for that universe.
Are there?
Yeah, supposedly. I mean, you've created this universe.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now we turn Princess Leia into an X-Man. And now Princess Leia can survive without oxygen and in space and then get reanimated. I'm like, what are you freaking doing with this thing?
If you ask the Star Wars nerds, I'm talking about hardcore, they would tell you that in the books, they're capable of a lot more than what we've seen in the movies. Right. And that's always the case. Right. I mean, everybody we talk about, like, I don't know. It was just on the other night. Hunger Games. Right. Everybody says you read the books and it's absolutely way better than the movies. And the movies were great. But I'm with you. Yes. I've always said she's a Jedi. That's been my answer to you.
Right. Now, Running Man is going to be remade, but they're going to do it with a better budget.
OK.
Because I got to be honest.
RoboCop's next.
I mean, you are now out of compliance.
RoboCop's next.
You know, Peter Weller teaches history at Syracuse, by the way.
What's that?
The actor, Peter Weller.
No, I didn't know.
He's a history professor.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I think I follow him on Facebook. But anyway.
Says they made RoboCop already. They redid that.
Well,
I didn't remember.
The Running Man's being redone with that actor. I always forget his name. That was one of the pilots in the Top Gun reboot. You know the guy I'm talking about. He did the Goose's son? No. The other actor. The guy was one of the manly man pilots. What the hell's his freaking name? Look it up. He was a guy in the Dodge commercials with Goldilocks driving the pickup truck during the Super Bowl.
Okay. I know
Glenn
the face.
Powell.
Yes, I know
Glenn,
the face.
Glenn Powell will be a dad who will basically volunteer to be a running man to pay off debts and support his family, and he's going to be in the next
Did
reboot
like
of Running
Man. Did you like the original?
Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, it was goofy. You know, remember as Jesse the Body, they had all the killers out there. The outfits were crazy. The effects were kind of jive.
The effects
you
were
know, Richard Dawson's like, it's time to start running.
Yes, right. You know,
Richard Dawson playing himself, the former host of
And Arnold.
Yes, it's like, I was photoshopped into the massacre. I didn't kill him in my chopper. Sorry, going down a rabbit hole here. All right, man, speaking of AI and CGI and everything else, have you seen what they've done in China? Chinese AI robots compete in the first ever robot soccer match. No, it wasn't high speed. It was not done on a regular size pitch. But soccer fans around the world, if you ever feel that maybe your team can't afford a guy, perhaps at some point we'll get to robots. I don't know, Day-Day, if you ever watched the Jetsons when you were a kid, but I do remember George Jetson and his boss. I guess it was a Sprocket company. Anyway, they went to a football game and they were robots and the teams were robots. And it was a robot team versus another robot team in football.
Does this scare you, by the way?
Well, I mean, they're not ready to roll with this yet, but I mean, when you see that robot, that meme that came out on a meme, it's a video that came out about, what, six, seven weeks ago, where the robot starts freaking out in the production facility in China.
And goes crazy.
And goes wackadoodle where they got to turn them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that frightens me.
Yeah.
I won't even trust those freaking Waymos. We just saw a Waymos. Waymos now are getting stuck in traffic and people are screaming at cars that don't have drivers.
No, nobody's in there. What was the Will Smith movie, guys?
Spacely Sprockets. Cosmo Spacely was George Jetson's boss.
Okay. Oh, George Jetson.
Thank you.
What was the Will Smith movie where the robots go crazy? What was that movie?
iRobot.
That's the one that robot reminded me
right.
of. When he went crazy in the factory.
Right.
And they were like, you got to shut him down.
I mean, it's just, this is the reality. And I
am your friend.
the future is happening. I mean, it's going so quickly that, I mean, the people that are supposed to be in charge of it don't even have a handle on it. That's what's so scary about it. And that's, I mean, this isn't me. You can read this.
No, you're right
people
about
People a lot
that.
Smarter than me on the subject.
They're saying
what they've
we're
said.
Moving yeah. too fast, right?
Right.
So no guardrails.
Stay tuned on that one. Hey, man, we love movies, as you guys know, on this program. Great, great character actor. Played some great tough guys.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best scenes in Tarantino's first movie, Reservoir Dogs, as Vic Vega takes out the switchblade and is going to go to work on the cop that they're holding hostage by playing Stuck in the Middle with You by Jerry Rafferty and Steeler's Wheel. I mean, unbelievable scenes. He, of course, played the brother of Bill in Kill Bill.
Good-looking dude, too, by
a million
the way.
Movies. Yeah, I mean,
over the years.
Played the boyfriend of Susan Sarandon in Thelma and Louise. Just a guy's guy. He was kind of like a tough guy, what you thought he was. A really cool tribute from his sister, the actress Virginia Madsen. He is the older brother. Michael Madsen passed away at age 67 in his Malibu home. He was found unresponsive by police. They don't believe anything involving drugs. Think natural causes is the case. She said on her Twitter page, I thought this was pretty well written, Carl. She says, speaking of Michael Madsen, he was thunder and velvet, mischief wrapped in tenderness, a poet disguised as an outlaw, a father, a son, a brother, etched in contradiction, tempered by love that left its mark.
That's strong.
That's strong, man.
Yeah, it is.
And he was, I mean, he was a really cool character actor that always played badasses, but they say he really was a sweetheart of a guy in person. Pierce Brosnan was neighbors with him, got him, I like the guy so much, he got him a part in one of the James Bond movies.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, he was able to pull off all these different roles, Mike, because he had that look.
He just looked like that dude.
He did.
And for those who don't know, in the Tarantino universe, Vincent Vega, played by John Travolta, is Vic Vega's brother. So if you want to talk about the hoodlums of Los Angeles, that, you know, the partner with Jules, you know, played obviously by Samuel Jackson, that's supposed to be the brother.
Say it again.
He goes, well, you know what they call a Royale with, what's a Big Mac? You know what a quarter pounder is? It's a Royale with cheese. Still love that. But anyway, Michael Madsen passed away at age 67. Hey, real quick, before we get out of here, a lot of guys have been hitting us up on the text line saying it's 4th of July. They're grilling. They're doing fireworks. They're hanging with their boys. They want to get their hands on some Dukes and Bell Hey Man Ale. Well, Carl and I, we've been kind of holding off on this one because, unfortunately, in the microbrew business right now, unless you're in a really prime location, they're struggling. And unfortunately, Oconee Brewing is no longer making Hey Man Ale. We had a wonderful 7-year partnership with those guys. It goes all the way back to, what, Labor Day 2017, Carl. That's when our beer first hit the stores. How about that?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look at the videos. It's been a while, Mike. I mean, I just remember getting the cans. As a matter of fact, you know what I'll do this weekend? There's alternate cans that we never released that I've got a picture of, and I'm going to put them out there. They're actually pretty cool. They're different views of our face. But we had all this different artwork that was done.
Right.
But to your point, yes, this is where we are.
And thanks to Taylor and the guys, and they fought the good fight out there at Oconee. But in case you're wondering, there are still six packs of Hey Man out there. It's kind of like, what do they call that?
Treasure hunt?
Mining for Bitcoin.
Yeah.
My wife just found some at a package store in Peachtree City and promptly took all that was left.
Yeah.
So you got to look for it. Guys hit us up. Somebody said there was some in Braselton, but they're not going to make any more. We're currently working with a couple of people. We got some great offers. Hopefully management's going to figure this one out, and hopefully we'll get some beer on the shelves and maybe some other Dukes & Bell products, but we do have some other offers. We will have a new version of our Hey Man beer, but thanks to Oconee, but there's still some out there if you can find some for the 4th of July.
And I'm excited about that, Mike. I'm excited about what this is going to bring, and you guys should be too. Cannot wait to share it with you. All right, great work, great job. I don't want those remakes, Mike. I don't like it.
Me neither.
Hey Man, coming up, we're going to talk about our Falcons, a comment about our tight end that had us scratching our heads. Stay there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.